Well, if you're looking for a fun, unique venue for your next meeting or social event, the Secure and Financial Club at CNHS provides a one-of-a-kind event venue for work and play. With a variety of seating options available, a gorgeous built-in bar and floor-to-ceiling windows, and access to the outdoor patio, call 651-644-6659 and speak to Anna today. Brady Shoemaker to lead things off behind 0-1 to Keaton Steele back out onto the mound for his sixth inning of work in the 0-1 pitch. A slider taken low in the dirt, 1-1. Shoemaker 0-2, ground out and a flyout. The Saints lead 3-0 here in the bottom of the sixth. Shoemaker 4-5 with a home run against Steele in the regular season. And the 1-1 pitch misses down and in. Shoemaker, Walters, and Bichette Jr. here for the Saints as they have yet to score since the second inning. The 2-1 offering. Slider right down the middle. And the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Saints with 2 runs in the first on a 2-run home run by Burt Reynolds, and then O'Connor scoring on a wild pitch in the second, the 2-2. That one is flown high and deep out towards right field, going back on it as well as he is at the track. He is at the wall, and it is gone! Brady Shoemaker with a solo shot the opposite way, and the Saints lead 4-0. American Association postseason all-star as he took Keaton Steele deep in the regular season and does it again here in the playoffs. On Treasure Island is a home run for your great concert this summer as Zach Walters steps to the plate, takes a changeup outside 1-0. Don't miss great shows like John Fogerty with ZZ Top, Lady Antebellum with Darius Rucker and Amy Schumer. Live at the Treasure Island Amphitheater, visit TICasino.com for the full lineup. As the 1-0 changeup is swung on a miss, the count now 1-1 to the switch hitting Walters. Batting from the left side. 1-2, a strikeout and a single. As he cocks his bat and swings at the 1-1 pitch, a one-hop shot right to the second baseman Willis, who eats it up and throws it on to first for the first out of the inning. So Walters is gone. Here's Bichette Jr., 0-2. Despite struggling through the first half of the final homestand, went 0-11. Able to pick it up over the last three games, going 4-7. First pitch swinging and fouls it back off the net, 0-1. Right on the line at third base is Randy Santiesteban. The rest of the infield straight up as the 0-1 pitch is swung on and sliced out of play to the right. Now you can see DK Carey moving over towards right center field, trying to take away that opposite field power of Bichette Jr. Goes the other way so well, especially with 2 strikes. And here it is, the pitch, and it's a slider blocked in the dirt low. Saints now up 4-0. On a solo home run from Brady Shoemaker. Sixth hit of the evening for the Saints. On the 1-2. Fastball grounded left side. Couple of hops to the backhand of the shortstop to Jesus. He goes over and dug out at first by Crosby. Nice pick by the Railcats first baseman to complete the 6-3 putout, 2 away. We've seen a couple of nice plays made here at first base by each side as we take a look at the replay. And DeJesus, who has already gone twice to his left tonight to make plays up the middle, now has to go in the hole and bailed out by his teammate Crosby, as that'll bring Justin O'Connor to the plate. 1-2 with the double. First pitch, fastball taken low. Well, Shoemaker, back in the third inning, robbed Crosby of an infield single when he dug one out of the dirt. 1-0 pitch, and the bat goes flying as it swung on and fouled. That'll head in and out of the Railcats dugout. That would have been a souvenir if not for the net extending above the opposing dugout. Count now 1-1, and O'Connor will have to get himself some stick. Credit to the man down there on the front railing of the dugout trying to make a play on it. It has been a very cleanly played ball game here tonight. Now in the bottom of the sixth inning. 1-1 to count. O'Connor in, and the pitch on the way, swung on and fouled back off the net. And O'Connor, especially over the last couple of weeks, he has seemed locked in. not going to wow you with the average, finishing 250 on the year, but 17 home runs. The 1-2 just poked off the end of the bat, slicing out of play off the right. One ball and two strikes, and O'Connor picking up quite a few of those long balls in the second half of the season. He was named an All-Star yesterday and Defensive Player of the Year here today. 1-2 pitch, fastball in the hands, flying out towards left center field over his Pew as well as Carey. It'll be Pew that calls him off, and Pew that makes the catch to retire the side. But a leadoff solo shot by Brady Shoemaker extends the Saints' lead 4-0 now as we move to the seventh inning. You were tuned in to the first game of the first round in the American Association playoffs here on the St. Paul Saints Broadcast Network.